Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, King Jesus. We thank the presence of the Holy Spirit in our midst this morning as we greet all the listeners there at Radio Pulpit, ngegama lika Jesu. Previous weeks, we spoke about changes of the historical events, and we mentioned few women in the Bible, and it was not only about the Israelites women, but women who were foreigners, like Queen of Sheba from Africa, Tamar, who was a Philistine, and many more other women. Our scripture reading this morning, Luke chapter 1, verse 45. We are reading an NIV translation. City, blessed is she who believed that what the Lord has said to her will be accomplished. These words were uttered by a woman to woman, who were the history changers of their generation, in spite of the age gap between them. Ngoba, we understand Gutu Mary was a young woman and Elizabeth an older woman who even passed the stage of a menopause. Manje, today I would like us to talk about women who never finished their course well. Although we know, Guti, there are men in the Bible that we read about who never finished their course well. But today we are going to focus on the women. Manje, previous verses, Egule chapter esifundile, sithola ukuthi there was a conversation between Mary and Gabriel the angel. And when we look at the Bible, we find out ukuthi it was not an unusual thing for God to send an angel to speak to women. But this angel, Gabriel, plays an important role amongst all the angels who were sent to speak to women. We know Gutuhaka, the angel came, izokhuluma ngaye ngomntanakhe uIshmael. We know also ukuthi uGideon, umama kaGideon, angel came, izokhuluma ngenxa kaGideon. And siyazi ukuthi noSarah, when the three angels visited their place, one of the angels spoke to her about her getting a baby. Manje namhlanje sikhuluma ngoMary obe neconversation nobani no Gabriel. Manje njengoba sisho ukuthi uGabriel was an important, played an important role amongst the angel. He was an archangel who held a higher rank. And in Hebrew, meaning yegama lakhe is God is my strength. Now, after Mary had a conversation with this angel, she took a wise decision not to consult anyone, but to travel a very long distance via the hill country of Judea. So for us who frequent Israel, we know the distance from Nazareth to a place of Elizabeth. It can take about 2 to 3 hours drive. But we don't know Gutiana how she got there, and the Bible doesn't tell us Uguti how long it took her Uguta yofinyelela kulondawo. Not unless uma ebese Jerusalem for one reason or another Uguti manje uye wahlangana nengelosi ekulondawo, ngoba the Bible doesn't tell us ukuthi exactly ingelosi ihlangene naye kuphi. Manje lapho sithola ukuthi if ever ebese Jerusalem, i-distance yokuya ku-Elizabeth, it's only 45 minutes drive ukuya endaweni ekuthiwa namhlanje Enkerim, which is a neighborhood in Jerusalem. Manje, what impresses us about Mary, before siya kule topic yethu sizokhuluma ngayo, is that Mary allowed the Holy Spirit to be led by the Holy Spirit. And at the same time, the word of God yasitshela ukuthi, those who are led by the Spirit are called the sons of God. And again, Mary, she preferred to consult an older woman than consulting her peers. And maybe she wanted a person who has an experience and who would give her a better advice. And the person I'm consulting is the person na yem oye wa hlangana nengelosi umyeni wakhe eyamtshela ngokuzala umntwana, and at the same time yamtshela negama lomntwana. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje ngithanda ukuthi yini esikutholayo lana. Sithola ukuthi sometimes Tina, when we encounter an issue or when we encounter any problem, we consult people who were never there before, people who never experienced what we are experiencing at that present moment. Manje, a person who was never there before may not understand you into mtshela yona. A person who was never there before, angakuzwa kodwa angeke akuzwe kahle ngoba uzokuzwa ngendlebe yenyama not ngendlebe kamoya. Manje, maybe namhlanje, the reason eyenza ukuthi some people never finish their course of what they were called to do, it was because bebe consult abantu abangazange badlula lapho. Manje, as I said today, we are talking about women who never finish their course. You may know someone. Some of them who never finished their course in the ministry. You may know someone who never finished their course in their marriages. You may know someone who never finished their course in their businesses. And you may know someone who never finished their course in one way or another in any sphere. Manje ekseni kwanamhlanje, let us talk about Miriam, the sister to Moses. In the book of Exodus 15, verse 20, sithola ukuthi Miriam compose a song uma becrossa the Red Sea. And leli verse lithi, Miriam the prophetess took the tambourine in her hand, and all women follow her with tambourine and dancing. She composed a song. In one verse, Marilyn Sakona Umaswafunda, Utu Miriam, in your unfailing love, you will lead the people. In another translation, it says, in your mercy. And she continued by saying, Umaleris Ake, the people you have redeemed in your strength, you will guide them to your holy dwelling. But now, later in a later stage, we hear her gossiping. We hear her having a racial prejudice, and manje it ended up delaying the course. Again, it ended up delaying the course abanye abantu kanti ne course kaNkulunkulu ngani ngoba she was struck by a leprosy. Manje, this is a lesson namhlanje to anyone. Maybe ebandleni lakho, you are a worshipper, you lead a worship, or you are in a worshiping team. But I would like to say, if you don't have a control of your tongue, it is a problem. Ngani ngoba incwadi ka James chapter 3, verse 6 no verse 9 wakhona lithi, tongue corrupts the whole person. It sets the whole course of his life in fire, and itself is set on fire by hell. Manje, with tongue we praise God, and with his very tongue we curse men. Another person who never finished her course, Usapira esifunda ngaye encwadini yezenzo chapter 5. Usapira, they made a promise ukuthi they bazonikela bayothengisa iproperty yabo bakwazi ukuza enyaweni zabapostile banikele emsebenzini kaNkulunkulu. But we find out ukuthi after they've sold their property, babona ukuthi no, they cannot keep their promise yokuthi bayilethe yonke imali. Manje Usapira, she made sure ukuthi ahambise umyeni wakhe kuqala ukuthi ayoqamba manga ukuthi imali abayitholile yilena kanti akusiyona leyo mali. And the Holy Spirit, they promised kumoya oyingcwele ukuthi bayonikela. Manje siyathola ukuthi i-course yokuthi bangakwazi ukufinisha their course ukuthi the love of money. Ngani ngoba izwi likaNkulunkulu ku 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 10 lithi the love of money is the root of all evil. Manje, the love of money can result that a person does not finish a course or his course. And again, at least in Ecclesiastes chapter 5, ubashumayeli, lithi, he who loves money will not be satisfied with money, nor he who loves wealth will not be satisfied about his income. Manje, siyabona ukuthi uSapira nomyeni wakhe, they never finish their course. Yokuthi even nalo mali bebe fihlile abazange bakwazi nokuthi bagcine beyitholile ngani ngoba they died on the spot before the feet of the disciple ababe khona ngaleso sikhathi. Manje, again sithola Umuntu ongu Rachel, the wife of Jacob, was one of those who never finished ikosi yakhe. Although she was dearly loved by the husband, although it took him 7 years to work in order to get her, but she ended up not being buried together with him. Kodwa wagcina seke ngcwatshwe noLeah. Manje, there might be many other reasons that led her not to finish her course. But today I would like to kutisibheke ukuthi one of the things ebezikhona, she was a person who was competing. She was competing with her sister instead of complimenting her sister. Again, she was a manipulator and a pushy person who could do anything to get what she wanted. As we read, we read Genesis chapter 30, verse 1 to 8, siphinde sifunde verse 14 to 17. Little Lizzie, when Rachel saw that she was not bearing Jacob any children, she became jealous for her sister. So she said to Jacob, "Give me children or I'll die." Jacob became angry with her and said, "Am I in the place of God who has kept you from having children?" Then she said, "Here is Bilhah, my maidservant. Sleep with her so that she can bear children for me and that through her I can build a family." So she gave him her servant Bilhah as a wife. Jacob slept with her, and she became pregnant and bore him a son. Then Rachel said, "God has vindicated me. He has listened to my plea and given me a son, because this is name him Dan." Rachel's servant Bilhah conceived again and bore Jacob a second son. Then Rachel said, "I have great struggle with my sister, and I've won." So she named him Naphtali. Now, in these verses, we see what in the first place, it is she never consulted umyeni wakhe ngayo. And at the same time, uthi yena uNkulunkulu umlwele. And yet, wuye obexabana no dadewabo. Akusu dadewabo ebexabana naye. Manje siphinde futhi simthole futhi lapha ku verse 14. Uthi lapha yana ku verse 14. Lithi, "During wheat harvest, Reuben went out into the fields and found some mandrake's plants, which he brought to his mother Leah. Rachel said to Leah, 'Please give me some of your son's mandrakes.' But she said to her, 'Wasn't enough that you took away my husband? Will you take away my son's mandrakes too?' 'Very well,' Rachel said, 'he can sleep with you tonight in return for your son's mandrake.' So when Jacob came in from fields that evening, Leah went out to meet him. 'You must sleep with me,' she said. 'I have hired you with my son's mandrakes.' So he slept with her that night. God listened to Leah, and she became pregnant and bore Jacob a fifth son. Then Leah said, 'God has rewarded me for giving my mandrakes, my maidservant, to my husband.' So she named him Issachar." Manje siyabona ukuthi she was a pusher, she was a manipulator, and manje umanipulator no sisi wakhe ukuthi manje athole lento imandrex engase yakhe ngoba she wanted ukuthi kwenzeke into le ayifunayo without consulting even the husband about it. Manje siyathola ukuthi ke manje not only ngalelo hlobo lomuntu, she also embrace ama idols kababake. Ngani? Ngoba she ended up ejontsha idol kababake uma behamba bephuma kule ndawo bebehlala kuyo. And again, she was a dishonest person ngoba into beyenza, she never even consulted umyeni wakhe ngento ayenzile. And she was a tricky person who led a wakhosa conflict between umyeni wakhe no babakhe ngoba bagcina beqabene bengazi ukuthi inkinga ayikho kubo bobabili, inkinga ikuye uRachel ngokwakhe. Manje it is true uma iwriter kaProverbs 31 verse 30 athi, "Charm is deceptive and beauty is passing." Another translation ithi, "Charm is deceptive and beauty does not last." So this tells us her beauty, and her charm deceived her husband to choose incorrectly. Manje, this is a lesson to every beautiful woman of God, that God is not impressed by the outer beauty, but the inner one. Our text message was, Luke chapter 1, verse 45, eating, blessed is she who believes that what the Lord has said to her will be accomplished. In order to finish our course, in order for me to finish my course, is for us to understand ukuthi uNkulunkulu wathembisani ngoba sikwazi ukuthi sihambe noNkulunkulu uNkulunkulu angazange asho lutho. Ngiyakhumbula kimi uNkulunkulu 35 years over uNkulunkulu wathi kimi ngamahubo 37 verse 4 wathi commit unto me and I shall give you the desires of your heart. Manje uNkulunkulu mase sisindiswa kukhona into izwi asinikeza lona esihamba ngalo. Manje ngithanda ukuthi khumbula ukuthi uNkulunkulu wathini kuwe uma uqala ukusindiswa ngoba uma ungabambelela lapho kuzokwazi ukuthi ukwazi ukuqeda your course uNkulunkulu akubizele yona. Manje lana sithola ukuthi futhi kukhona omunye ongazange wayiqeda ikhosi yakhe ekungudayina. Manje uDina was the only daughter amongst 12 brothers, and for her to be the daughter, she might have been lonely. Ngani ngoba mabese she shame sithola ukuthi into ayenzile ukuthi she visited the girls in Shishem, and those girls were foreign girls. They were not the girls that she was supposed to visit, and it ended up with tragedy. Yoguti arejwe kuleyo ndawo sekerejiwe sithola ukuthi manje bazama bona ukuthi no senze lokho esikwenzile kodwa sicela ukuthi simshade, and manje kwaba neagreement between ifamily yakhe nefamily yalaba baseShishemu. Yathi ifamily yakhe, thina asikwazi ukuba nobuhlobo nani ningakwazanga ukusecircumcise. Sicela ukuthi nisecircumcise ukuze sikwazi ukunikeza intombi yethu. And bakwenza lokho ngoba ngempela bebezimisele ukumthatha uDina. But siyezwa ukuthi the two brothers, into ezayenza zavuka ebusuku, they went and attacked the whole family and the whole place yaleyo ndawo and destroyed everyone and killed everything eyayilapho. And again babeceda babaleka basuka. But move from that place. Manje sifunda nilana, sifunda nge loneliness. Ukuthi manje I loneliness, sometimes people they end up not finishing their course. Ngani ngoba they want to mingle with people uNkulunkulu angafuni ukuthi bahlangane nabo. Nezwi likaNkulunkulu elingabavumeli ukuthi bangamingla nabo. Ngani ngoba besaba I loneliness. Manje ngithanda ukuthi sazi umehluko between I solitude ne loneliness. Ukuthi vele solitude yafuneka ngoba I solitude isikhathi uma sinobudlelwane noNkulunkulu. Manje ngithanda ukuthi ekuseni kwanamhlanje even nalabo abangazange babe nabantwana, izwi likaNkulunkulu liyasikhuthaza lapha kumahubo 113, I think verse 17, lithi uNkulunkulu, he circles a barren woman in her home like a mother of many children. Sometimes ungangabi nabantwana, but the uNkulunkulu has promised that he circles a barren woman like at her home like mother of many children. Manje bakhona abantu abazele kodwa uthola ukuthi sebeze labo bantwana babenzeli lutho. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje ngithanda ukuthi as we are about to close, izwi likaNkulunkulu lithini for us to finish our course. Manje lana, I would like to encourage you not only to start but to finish our course strong. Kwincwadi yabashumayeli chapter 7 verse 8 lithi, the end of the matter is better than its beginning, meaning that how you started is not important, but now how you ended is important. Again, ngathi ka Isaiah 64 verse 4 wakhona uNkulunkulu uyasithembisa lapho lithi leli lizwi that God will sustain us. Liyathembisa ukuthi uNkulunkulu will sustain us. uNkulunkulu sustainer ekhathini zonke esihlangabezana nazo. Kanti nakuncwadi yezi Chronicles chapter 2 verse 15 I mean, chapter 15, verse 7, wakona. Little Lilizi, as for you, be strong and courageous, for your work will be rewarded. Manje, be strong and courageous. Kulo kuNkulunkulu akubizele kona. Ngoba uthembisile ukuthi umsebenzi owenza will be rewarded. Manje, again, siyakhumbula ukuthi there is a crown, which is called the crown of righteousness, to all those who will finish strong. And for us to be able is for us to remind ourselves that is it. What is written is that blessed is she who believes that the Lord has said to her will be accomplished. So no matter the storms us face, no matter the storming is face, no matter the challenges we face, ntanduguti, we can be able to finish strong. There are many women who finish strong in the word of God. Esingafunda kubo. Manje sifundile ngabantu abangazange baqedelela umsebenzi abawubizele. May God richly bless you. This is Apostle Gwen in Jesus' name.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012 334 1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.